All right, welcome back to Right After Thrones. Matt Datz, Tim Curry here, going to preview the final episode of Game of Thrones, the series. Wow, we've come a long way, Curry, and now we are previewing the final one. It's unbelievable. Welcome, first of all, and then let's get to it.
Yeah, it's tough to believe that this is our final preview pod for Game of Thrones, and the finale's finally here. But I'm excited for it, and I know a lot of people are kind of out on Thrones now after last week.
I know it's not out, but
you know what I mean. They're down on it. They're down for sure.
They're down for sure. All right, but we need to preview it. We need to give the people what they want. We need to give them a look ahead of what's to come, kind of map out where this could go. Also talk some Ball Street as well. But where do you want to start? We always start with the trailer. They weren't giving us jack squat, but
yeah. So let's start with the trailer. It's the shortest trailer and the least they've ever showed us. But it opens up with kind of the ruins of King's Landing, what remains of King's Landing. It's still burning. There's ash everywhere. Kind of reminiscent of a war zone or like a natural disaster or something. And Tyrion is walking through. There's a shot of Arya, I think, that is really telling for compared to the rest of the trailer because they didn't give us much. But yeah, so Tyrion's wandering through and Tyrion is definitely looking upset because Varys was right. Then the shot of Arya, she has this look on her face. She's bloody. She's been through a lot, but she looks angry. She mm-hmm. looks angry. She witnessed firsthand what these innocent people, you know, how they felt and what was happening to them.
Wild.
And so she's looking up probably at Daenerys on Drogon. She's pissed. We see the Unsullied, and there is a lot of Unsullied remaining. So,
yeah,
we did some quick math, and based on she started out with roughly 13,000, didn't lose many until Battle of Winterfell when she lost about half. So she's probably got somewhere around 6,000, maybe 5,000, somewhere in that area of Unsullied, and they are an absolute unit. Then we have another shot of Tyrion. And this one looks more, the look on his face, rather than kind of shock and awe, is like depression or, just like closer to sadness or anger than shock and stunned. Like there's some emotion in that face. And then we get a shot of the Dothraki. Don't know how she still has so many Dothraki because we saw them vanish in the darkness, but she still has a ton of Dothraki blood riders apparently, and they raise their Arrakis, their swords up in the air, and are just like cheering, assuming that's for Daenerys making a bloodthirsty speech like she does.
Oh my Christ!
And then the last scene we get is it's Daenerys from behind, looking out over the burning King's Landing with her forces of Unsullied lined up around her. The Dothraki riders and behind them out in the distance, and the city is just burning.
Yeah, some people thought last thing we see. No, it's just ash.
There's ashes. The kingdom is ashes. So that Bran vision and
Vision.
The Daenerys House of the Undying vision, it was not snow covered King's Landing. It was ash. So
tough one.
And that's what we got. And then we also had two photos from the HBO official promo photo release. And they clearly don't tell us much, but one of them is Tyrion. Again, it's a similar face he's making in the trailer, where he is almost like heartbroken. Like not that like he was in love with her or something like that, but like heartbroken that the woman that he believed in,
he sent Varys to die.
He believed in her enough to kill Varys basically, and everything he's believed in is wrong. And Varys was right. And then, of course, we get the same shot in the trailer of Daenerys and the Burning Kingdom and all of her forces around. So that's all we got for promo photos.
Got it. We'll take a quick break, and then we will keep this thing spinning. Cool. So, Curry, where do we want to go from here? Not a lot to go on there, but...
Yeah, it's tough to... But
there's only one episode left, so we're in a window where only certain things can happen.
Exactly. We're in the... The last episode, so it's now or never for everything that we want to see happen or that could happen.
80 minutes, right?
Yeah, supposed to be another long one. 80 minutes. and there's just they've wrapped up the Cersei conflict.
Done.
What we have remaining is Daenerys, Mad Queen Daenerys. What do we do about it?
Yes.
So clearly last week, Jon, Arya, Tyrion, based on the trailer and these photos, those are the main three who are going to be like,
what the fuck?
Yeah. What just happened? What do we do about this woman who just burned the city? Like those are the main three. What exactly are they going to do?
How are they going
to? I don't know. Like, yeah. There's no roadmap for what to do in this situation, or even clues for what they're going to do. We just kind of have to guess blindly.
So what I think is like the realistic, based on, I mean, we talked in the analysis spot about the madness here. She sees Jon Snow, based on what she just did, she should just kill him. She should just kill Tyrion. She should just kill Arya. I mean,
I will agree with you on Tyrion, and. Yeah, the whole Mad Queen thing is that
now you want to tamper it down for this next episode. You can't.
How? I absolutely can.
She's mad. You can't reason with anything.
She
just killed a bunch of innocent people, but the actual threat to her sitting on the throne is like five people, and they're going to be able to sit down and talk with her. I think that sucks, but it's going to happen.
Now that the moment has subsided, I will say that like she. She doesn't have to necessarily burn everyone that she approaches.
She didn't have to burn the.
I talked about it on the last pod.
I know, but I'm talking about what's going to happen next.
What is
our Mad Queen going to do next?
Clearly, she's rallying her forces for what? I don't know, but I think Jon has to get out of there.
They all have to.
Who's they all?
The three we just talked about. The three threats. Tyrion.
Arya, I don't think at the moment is a threat to Daenerys that she knows of.
I mean, she knows that Jon told her about the lineage, and that's the biggest threat.
But she doesn't know that. She doesn't know how Arya feels about everything that just happened. She doesn't even know that Arya's alive. But Tyrion and Jon definitely are threats.
Okay.
And I think Tyrion for sure is first in line next in line to get burned.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm saying that in terms of threat, I mean, Dany knows Jon told his siblings about the lineage. And that to her is a huge threat because Jon Snow is there, and
Sansa is a threat. Arya is,
knows about.
She's never said anything. She's never said a bad word about Arya in her life. I'm just saying
the threat is Jon Snow being the rightful heir, and the people who know about that.
Right? No, Arya's not a threat.
Okay.
That being said. Now, Sansa, Arya's not a threat in Daenerys' eyes. In our eyes as the viewers, clearly Arya has the potential to kill Daenerys, especially after everything she's seen, the way she's looking at Daenerys in the trailer.
I think that Dany, I don't know. I think
you think Dany should know that Arya
knows
might want
to
kill her.
Not might want to kill her, no. I'm saying the threat to her claim to the throne.
No, I'm talking about an actual threat to kill her.
Oh, no, I think that it's her. What she sees as a threat, I'm not talking about threat to kill. I don't think Tyrion's a threat to actually kill her.
I don't think anyone is a true threat to her on the Iron Throne after burning down that whole city, because if anyone crosses her, she's going to burn them. So, and Jon is not, has never said, I want to take the throne. And Daenerys has no reason to all of a sudden be like, he's going to want to take the throne. And again, madness reason, but.
Yes.
But I don't think she's going to immediately jump to burning Jon.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't think she is either, just because of the sake of the show. But she's going to kill. She's going to call these civilians, and then at the end, when she has a soft spot for Jon, she spares him. But no, obviously he's alive. Go ahead.
So, yeah, the main conflict is going to be what do they do with Daenerys? And when it comes down to it, is she's the Mad Queen. She just took the throne by force, burned all the innocents, and someone's got to go between her and Jon, because there's no way they can coexist after that. Mm-hmm. Jon killed one of his own men who was following Daenerys' lead and sacking the city. So
rightfully so.
Jon is not about this.
No one can be.
Yeah.
Except for the Dothraki and the Unsullied.
Yeah, Dothraki are all about it. Unsullied follow their queen.
Correct. So What do you think the next moves are coming out of this for Jon, Arya, Tyrion?
It's going to be tough to, like, the dust is going to settle, and it's going to be like, holy shit. And it's like, got to settle, you know, for Dany sitting down and being like, all right, this is mine. But it's also got to settle for what the fuck we just saw and what are we doing here.
I think Daenerys is going to die in this episode. All right, I'm going to call my shot now. Because either by the hands of Jon or Arya. Because they're the two that were prominently featured last episode, and we saw how they reacted to her. I don't know. It's tough to tell what direction the show is going at this point because the threat of we knew that there was going to be the battle against the White Walkers. We knew there was going to be the battle against Cersei. We knew things were progressing to that.
Yeah.
And at this point, we don't know what it's progressing to for this finale.
Especially because forces-wise, it's not like, all right, Jon Snow, let me back up. I'll get my boys, and then we'll have one more final battle for it. It's not like that because I don't think the playing field, I mean, regardless of how many men Jon Snow can rally up, we got Drogon.
Exactly.
So how does this go? How can this go down?
After seeing what Drogon just did, I don't think anyone is gearing up to face off against Daenerys and her squad. So, like, I don't think there's going to be any sort of powwow in the north or anywhere where they like, all right, let's go rally the troops and face Daenerys. I think it has to be some sort of like, almost like an inside job where Jon gets, you know, back in her good graces and then kills her, or even Arya uses someone's face or just uses her skills, you know. I'm leaning towards Jon only because Arya already killed the Night King.
Yes.
I've been saying it ever since Arya killed the Night King. I've been saying she doesn't deserve any more big kills. Like
she just turned away from Cersei. So it's like revenge. I mean, she's going to have rightful revenge and justified want to take down Dany.
Yeah.
So it's a little different than the Cersei situation. So you think it's got to be Jon?
I think it's got to be Jon, but I don't think he's never wanted the Iron Throne, so I don't think Jon ends up on the throne because that's not what he wants. I think he just, I don't know. It's
crazy. It is crazy to think that, because we agree, Dany's got to go.
Mm-hmm. I can see both of them dying, but I think Dany absolutely doesn't last.
It's just really tough to finagle a Dany death in this current set.
Well, I think it's tough to see Dany to see exactly how she dies, but I think it's even tougher to see how the series ends with her triumphantly ending up on the Iron Throne after last week. So I think she can't end up on the Iron Throne. So the only way to arrange that is for her to die.
Yes.
So I think
that's why it has to be Arya, because I don't think she would give Jon Snow I don't know if she would give Jon Snow, or if anyone would give Jon Snow. Or maybe they would. It's tough because she just went Mad Queen, so it's like it's impossible to predict. Like it would kind of.
She's like a true wild card. She really could do anything.
Yeah, and it would almost be like ridiculous for her to do what she just did and then be like, "All right, Jon, like come here, get close enough to me to potentially kill me."
Yeah,
because she's paranoid.
We're going off like it's tough to go off the characters at this point because with Especially Daenerys, we don't know what her like. She could do anything at this point.
Sorry about that, guys. I lost my mind a little bit.
Yeah, right? Like, how are they going to approach her about this? I don't know. And then it's tough to go off of, like, the writers and producers because we don't know what the final conclusion is. Like we said before, there was battles leading up to it. We knew where the writers were taking it, but now we don't.
And we've seen them say they've done some things for shock value and they've done some things for, you know, different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just forgot being one of them. But... Yeah, it's the other thing we can't forget about is like, all right, because we're seeing the pictures of like Dany, we're seeing the army, we're seeing that. We cannot forget about Drogon, who just is, I mean, he is like, they finally showed the dragon fully doing its thing, and that's still there. That's still, you know, that's her guy. So it's like, it's got to be an inside job to take down Dany. But yeah, I don't know if we see any potential way for her to be taken down besides an inside job. So how does this play out? We don't need to push the details on Dany dying.
But
yeah, I think Danny dies. I guess if I had to like pick someone that ends up on the throne for the moment.
Well, let's do
you do Wall Street first.
Let's do Wall Street. Let's do it. Because I mean, it's the time.
So yeah, so Ball Street, and I don't have the ad up at the moment, but Ball Street. Basically, if you've listened to us, you're familiar with it. And if this is your first time listening, you're going to get familiar with Ball Street because it is a fantastic app. It is a stock market trading game where you buy shares of Game of Thrones characters based on who you think will end up on the Iron Throne. So buy the living, sell the dead. You don't want to end up having shares of someone who's dead because they're worthless. So we started trading a couple weeks ago, and it's really easy. It's a little, more than a little addicting.
It is.
I won the first time I played. I won free money betting on, or not betting. It's totally free. But I won free money playing on the NCAA championship basketball game. First time I ever played. So if I can do it, you can do it. It's very easy. It's like I said, it's addicting. More than one occasion, I've been caught being on Ball Street while I'm watching Game of Thrones. So if it's taking my eyes off Game of Thrones,
and you're supposed to be taking notes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm taking notes so I can produce a show, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I got to sell my shares of
Danny's good man.
Yeah, I got to sell some shares of Danny before her stock plummets, which recently it has.
Yes.
So make sure if you want to play, go to the Ball Street Trading app and follow him on Twitter. It's at Ball Street Trading, or the Ball Street at Ball Street app. So it's on the App Store, on iTunes.
And it's live during the episode. So it's like you can make moves during the episode, this final episode. But also, if you're like, yo, like, I think Genji Baratheon is going to make a play here. Or you think something out of left field. Or even you're just all in on John, you're all in on Danny. You can go in there right now and say, sell everyone else. I'm all in on person X. And let's see this thing go down, and I'm going to win some free money. So check it out. It's awesome.
So, yeah, again, it's totally free to play, and they're giving away free money to the top 20% of people who sign up and trade. So currently we're in the money. We're in, like, 86th percentile.
Got to be an 80th, right?
Yeah, got to be 80th minimum. So you can compete against us at Right After GOT on the Ball Street Trading app on your smartphone, or check out the link in the show notes to play.
Yeah, and if you didn't get it, it's all about who's going to be on the Iron Throne. So let's talk about who's going to be on the Iron Throne.
So, like I said, Daenerys, I think she's going to die. I think she has to die. I think the series can't end with another tyrant on the throne. And a
percent chance we end next week with a mad queen on the throne. Zero?
I mean, it would kind of be bittersweet, I guess, if like
she got
what she wanted her whole life, but at what cost?
Yes.
So percent, I'll leave it at like 10.
10, okay. That's more than zero, well.
It's more than zero. I think she has to die. But again, like what I think has to happen isn't necessarily what happens.
That only thing I can see is like her kind of like sparing John. I mean, like, you can go north if you want. Don't ever come back here again. You know, let me do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't really. It's tough to
have the two of them coexist going forward.
Oh yeah.
So
you got Danny dying. What happens next?
So, just a quick glance at Ball Street. So Daenerys is currently trading fourth behind Jon Snow, the heavy favorite, Sansa, Bran, the dark horse, and then Daenerys. And then the only other character who really has any value is Arya. So Gendry and Tyrion, the only two other living characters, are both very low, if you want to get on that for a good value, maybe. But we'll see. So currently Jon is the heavy favorite. If Jon kills Daenerys, he would likely, or if anyone kills Daenerys, Jon would be the obvious choice to take the Iron Throne, but he's never wanted it.
Yes.
Would he take it because he has to? I think so, because he's never, he's always reluctantly accepted these leadership positions he's been thrust into.
This is where the first step of killing Dany is actually, how it happens is going to be super interesting, because we can say Jon Snow gets in the inside, and, you know, maybe slips something in her drink, she dies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what the fuck happens next?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if Jon does it, it's tough for him to then take the Iron Throne.
What does the Dothraki do? What did the Unsullied do? What does the dragon do? Well, those are still, you can cut her head off right now. You're going to have a pissed off dragon and two big pissed off armies that are bigger than anyone we've seen. So it's like, holy shit, it's like, how does this thing end?
I really don't know. I mean, she, Drogon's going to be there even if someone kills Daenerys.
You have to kill the dragon almost first.
Yeah.
It's like,
is Jon going to be able to tame the dragon after someone kills Daenerys? Like,
yeah.
I don't think so.
No, is anyway. It's like we're almost like saying because it has to happen, but it's like, holy shit, how is that going to happen?
Yeah, so like, I don't know. But in terms of the Iron Throne,
yeah,
just without going into details, I really think that my favorite would be Sansa.
100%.
She's currently Lady of the North, Lady of Winterfell. 100%. She has the support. She's got the political mind, the leadership.
She was right about Dany.
She's right about Daenerys. She doesn't like Daenerys. She would be thrilled to take the throne after Daenerys is disposed of.
The only thing about thrilled to get the throne that I think someone could push back on is like she was all about the North.
Yes.
And like that's the only thing.
Absolutely.
I would be like 110% Sansa.
In Sansa's mind, all she cares about right now is the North. She can say, the North, guess what? Iron Throne, Seven Kingdoms? No. We'll be our own kingdom, the North.
I'll run the North.
Yeah.
I'll run the ship up here. And that's where you get into the kind of no throne.
Yeah. And that currently isn't listed on Ball Street Trading. We did talk to the Ball Street Trading
Management,
and they said that that's something they were thinking of implementing.
So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that. Keep your eyes on that. If before Sunday, the Iron Throne, if no one pops up on the on the Ball Street Trading app, invest in no one.
Yes.
Because like if they're gonna put it in there, it's for a reason.
Yes.
Now I'm not saying that they have inside information because they don't. Like we
know
we've talked to them, they don't. But like there's. If there's enough of a reason for them to put it there, you don't want to you want to cover all your bases. Like that's a major thing you want to have covered.
That's investment 101.
You're taking the field. Yeah,
yeah, like, exactly.
You're hedging your bet a little on no one taking the throne.
Yes, and I think that besides that's like my number two. I think
as no throne.
No throne, because of what it's tough to. It's tough to kind of envision if Sansa has a. My question is, if Sansa has a chance at it, is she going to take it, or is she going to shut the whole operation down?
Yeah, I think she's going to be content to just rule the North and be like queen of the North, basically.
Yes.
Because like, why she hated her time in King's Landing? Yes. I don't think she has any desire to go back there.
Yes.
So that's the only hang up there with Sansa. Jon is an obvious choice, but not if he kills Daenerys. But he's a heavy favorite for good reason. Bran, the wild card. Let's talk Bran because his support on the app has risen slowly over the past week, 2 weeks, and he hasn't been featured much in the episodes. No, not at all last week. The thing with Bran is with his power, with his knowledge, he is almost like a god type figure, at least to the point of being like omniscient with the history and the present and what's going on. It's tough to see him wanting to rule.
That's the other thing. That's what I was going to say. We've heard him say, I don't want anything.
He doesn't want anything.
I don't want anything anymore. So it's like, it's tough to, I think what could come this week is some more into that off-screen conversation with Tyrion. If you're making the case for Bran, you're making the case for, they had a discussion there and that comes up this week and Tyrion, because he needs some sort of backing, I feel like. I mean, Tyrion is going to be... We don't think Tyrion's going to be on the throne.
Yeah, I mean, I In the trailer, Tyrion's walking around the Rummage of King's Landing. I don't think that's a good idea for him. He should be hopping on his own horse or hopping on that boat and rowing as far as he can.
Yeah, so, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I would definitely worry about Tyrion even surviving this episode, let alone ending up on the throne. That being said, I do have some shares of him, and he is trading at absolute bare minimum value. So,
can only go up.
Great buying investment opportunity if you buy.
He might be.
I will absolutely sell.
People are saying, yeah, right. Some people are saying, him and Sansa will be the perfect co-leaders of this whole shindig.
I think
that sounds. Yeah, I don't think that's too wrong.
And it would be kind of bring a full circle to when they were once married, and they've had moments of affection.
Yeah.
So
and when they're about to die, she also said like you're not that clever anymore, and you're afraid of Dany, which she was kind of right about. And he's definitely lost his touch,
For sure. Yeah.
It wasn't the Tyrion before. Like, dude, this guy can do anything. Now it's kind of like, yeez, this guy is probably gonna die next episode. He's more likely to die than end up on the Iron Throne by far.
Yeah.
No Iron Throne. I just want your thoughts on it real quick. not real quick, but go ahead.
It's if there's no throne, then I would say one,
is there a cop-out?
One, Danny's dead. Two, John either dies or doesn't want it to the point that he like disappears, like decides to go north with Tormund and Ghost. Like that's a big theory that has some wheels to it. Yeah,
I don't think there's any chance Jon Snow ends up like, and people think we're gonna get like this final shot where like someone's like sitting down on the Iron mm-hmm. Throne and it's like, wow, that was the Game of Thrones. Now it's over. I don't think we're gonna get that.
I think it would make sense for the Game of Thrones to end with the throne being gone.
Exactly.
Because otherwise the game is kind of still going, right?
Exactly.
So
right. It's just next, even if it's Jon, you know, who's trying to, you know, usurp
yeah,
Jon.
And there's always going
to
be, yeah, there's always going to be a next
yeah,
person
Adario's
who goes
out
the throne.
There and he heard about what happened, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right. Like
Jon Snow, it's crazy to think that Sunday night we're going to get a black screen and Game of Thrones is going to be over.
Yeah. And like that's going to be the conclusion. It's going to, like, we're going to have to sit here and think, wow, so everything we just, all these seasons.
Led to this.
Ned Stark being beheaded, Red Wedding, Battle of Bastards,
yes.
Hardhome, fucking Night King, all led to this person on the throne or whatever. So yeah, this outcome.
What do you think? Wow. Just because we're just going crazy predictions, not crazy predictions, but what do you think is the final scene of Game of Thrones?
Final scene of Game of Thrones? I know what you've been saying the whole time, and
I wasn't even thinking about that. But
the whole time you've been saying it's going to be something to do with like Sam is telling the story, retelling it to
some,
like,
maybe little Sam,
yeah,
little
to, Sam to some sort of children or future generations. Like maybe Sam's an old man. Who
I'm
kind of
down on that now, though. I mean,
well, yeah, now that there's no John Daenerys baby,
no, but, or it's just like we haven't seen Sam. Like they're going to thrust him back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, Sam
nowhere.
Might be just gone.
We see Sam this episode. Yes or no?
Like they can go anywhere with it, so like I'm not, yeah, I can't rule that out.
No, I know, but I'm saying, what do you think? You know, this is a final preview pod.
Yeah, like have a take. Yeah, I think Sam's gonna. I think we'll see Sam.
I think we see Sam too.
I think we're gonna see a lot of characters because there's just so much uncertainty and turmoil in the kingdoms now. Like I think we're definitely gonna see the North. The past few episodes have been pretty much.
Southbound.
Like all south or like very a tiny scene in the north but like not a lot
mm-hmm.
Or even vice versa in the early episodes of the season it was all north and a little bit south or just yeah. all north. So I think this season will be or this episode will be a little more balanced.
Yeah,
probably still trending south but a little more balanced just because we need to see what's going on in the north.
Yeah,
and even it could be all south if it's right away. Oh, look, the north is now south. Like they
yeah,
all
the north is really just the Bran wagon and Sansa and Brienne.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But they matter. So
no,
we,
no,
we need
they
to
choose.
Yeah,
like,
we
no,
need
they,
to see. We need to see what they
yeah they need
do
to get down
what
here.
Kind of action they take.
We get so you're saying we're getting another. We're getting a lot, not a lot more, but we're getting more Bran lines this tomorrow night. I mean, not tomorrow night, Sunday night.
Bran, I don't.
Like,
that's the thing. Like
is
Bran
gonna talk again.
He's gonna talk again. But the thing is, like Bran, I could see them just shoving Bran's body on the throne and being like, you know,
peace.
Hey, this is it's where you're staying for a while.
Sansa's like I'm gonna chill up here. I'll do this. You just here. And he's just like, okay,
yeah. So I think yeah, Bran has to talk, but I don't know if we're gonna get like a giant Bran speech about like I will be your leader, like
because
he doesn't want anything.
No, I know.
So I don't know, man. It's tough.
It's tough to preview. And it's really tough to preview because there's a mad queen about town. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there's no way to know. And there's a mad queen about town, and there's one episode left, so shit has to move quick.
Yeah, that's like I said there's like a 10% chance Daenerys ends up staying on the throne, which means I'm saying there's like an 89% chance she dies and then a 1% chance that she leaves the throne and lives somehow.
Yeah.
1%.
Yeah,
fraction of a percent.
less. No, so yeah, it's impossible. And that is going to be the thing to watch, I think. It's just in the very beginning, it's like Mad Queen. What is Mad Queen? Like, because this is the thing. I want to say this in the analysis pod, but we didn't see her, like, at all, her face after she went mad. And people were saying, like, it's kind of like she was one with the dragon, which
I actually
kind of am down with that. Like, I was so pissed. I thought it was a cop-out. That they didn't show her, but now it's like, you know, that's just Dany. Like, that's Dany now.
Yeah,
like, that's her. But now it's like, all right, dust is settled. What is Dany now in like not battle mode? And that's gonna be the biggest thing because in order to kill her, you got to get her out of battle mode for sure. Even to get to her. So You're going with Sansa on the throne? I'm going with that. If you want to hop on.
Yeah. Let's
Danny dead.
Let's go Sansa. Let's go all in on Sansa.
I hate it. You're Sansa guy.
I mean, look, my portfolio on Ball Street is here's stock tips for those of you who are playing. I have a lot of Jon. I have a lot of Daenerys. I have some Bran. And then I even have a little bit of Tyrion because he's so cheap. The buying opportunity was there. It's like there's like a slim chance maybe he survives, or at the very least his value goes up and I could sell. But I think Jon... I'm honestly looking to sell John at some point during this week's episode, like hopefully his highest value, I don't think John ends up on the throne because I think he doesn't want it. Either he dies or he leaves. Like, he doesn't want to be on the throne.
There is no way in my mind that John doesn't die or just go back up north. I'd be stunned if one of those two doesn't happen.
Yeah, so like I'm definitely going to... If I remember during the episode to Ball Street, which it's a great app,
Exactly.
I'm gonna sell some John during the episode. Maybe not completely sell out, but like if the way the episode is going, if it seems like it's trending that way, selling some John. And then depending on what the rest of the characters are doing, if Bran has got some
Bran's
hype, if Bran's got some wheels to him, if people are pushing Bran's.
Pushing him
towards the throne, and then I'm going to buy some Bran. If Sansa is like rising up and becoming this, the next ruler, then I'm going to buy some Sansa. If it's the opposite and Sansa's like, no, I'm staying north, then I'm going to sell Sansa. Like, you got to react in the episode.
It's awesome.
This, so.
It's fantastic. And,
So for now, I will say, yes, Sansa is my leading candidate.
Sansa is my leading candidate too. After Dany's ousted, John denies it and just goes up north with the squad. And he's like, and I think I could totally see him being like, you were born, like him giving almost like a pep talk to Sansa, like, this is you. You're right about Dany. Mm-hmm. You've been right about
smartest person I know.
Yeah.
Quoting Arya, callback.
Yes. That was after John kind of leaned into her a little bit.
Yeah.
She thinks she's always right and all that stuff. But that's why I think that's where I think the highest percentage of it happening is.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I think we're going to be wrong because I just think like it's just, even though it's got a highest percentage, I think something different's got to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the chances of it being no one, if no one gets listed, I'm investing in no one because it would totally make sense for Sansa to stay up north, mm-hmm. for Daenerys. For King's Landing to just be left in chaos, I think if they can leave it in chaos to end the season. Just like there's no ruler right now.
And King's Landing's a joke.
This is kind of the Game of Thrones. Like it's chaos is a ladder. Here's chaos. Yeah. Like here's the next ladder. I don't know.
Yeah, and the thing is, we're gonna get the ending George R. wanted. That these guys, there's had some freedom with running the show, but they know how it ends, and we haven't got any indication that they're not going to end it how he told him it was going to end.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to get the true ending. It's not going to be like, oh, let's see what George R. R. does after this, for all those book people out there. This is going to go down how Game of Thrones was meant to go down forever.
Well, I mean, I still think George R. R. is going to have his own interesting way of getting here, getting to his destination.
I think
Mad Queen was his destination.
That's 100%. Did they botch the way he got there? That's for... two people to debate for 25 minutes.
I'm sure George R.R. is going to get there in a better way than they did.
Yes.
Because he's got...
And he's got time.
He's got time. He's got different storylines and different plot lines he can use that they cut. Like, he's got a lot of tools at his disposal.
And he can see what the hell we didn't like if people were bitching.
Yeah, I mean,
it.
If he wants to, he can just be total fan service and be like,
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't like that...
The bell thing?
Yeah, they didn't like the bells. Like,
oh,
man,
shit,
that was
my big thing. I told them to do that. But yeah, we're going to get the true ending, which will be cool. Wow. I don't know if there's any more to say. We talked Ball Street. We talked.
I just wanted to run through a couple of the remaining, people from our preseason Valor Morghulis Madness poll. So I'm not going to run through everyone, just some of the more important ones towards the end. So, Daenerys, we had 57% of people saying that she would die. So,
they're going
to
be right.
She's still alive, but I think that 57% is looking... If I put that poll today, I think it'd be closer to 80. Then we have John, 68% say survive. I think that's accurate. I think if we moved it to today, it would be probably, again, closer to 80.
So these percentages you're saying were from a preseason polls we put out.
This was from before the season started. These are from mostly from the first week of April. Some go even further back. But Night King, he was up there for 82% dead.
Come on.
Obviously, yeah. How would he survive? Bran, 63% survives. I think Bran's going to survive.
100%.
Tyrion, 69% say survive. I think it would be the opposite if we put that out today.
For sure.
Cersei was 93% dead. Jaime was 71% dead. Arya Stark was at 77% survives. What's the last we see of Arya here?
It
depends on if she kills Daenerys.
The thing is, like, it's like where she left off would be like, you think like she just get out of there and she just like kind of chill with Gendry and like they would just like do their own little thing. And like she was like back to human.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
they got like a little, but now it's like she has a mission now.
She has a mission, and that's, I think it's going to be to try to kill Daenerys. So,
I mean, because they used Arya.
I could see Arya being almost like the distraction, kind of like she goes for it and gets, and the people defending Daenerys like stop her, and then Jon gets the kill.
Yeah.
But that would,
or it's like a kamikaze mission where it's like,
yeah,
like she kills Daenerys and then like she gets killed, but it's like,
yeah,
she did it.
Like where she, you know, she jumps at the Night King, but instead of everyone exploding, Grey Worm just, you know, stabs her.
Yeah, it's like Danny dies, and it's like, but does she? Here's the question that I don't like. Chances we see Arya Stark put on someone else's face in the last episode?
We haven't seen it in a while.
I know.
So there's chances. I know we had some people in our notifications speculating that she would wear Jon's face, which, again, we said this preseason when we were talking about her wearing Jaime's face, that we've seen the faces of living people be used before, but no, like, she's not going to use Jon's face.
Yeah,
it's just, that would be, like, too much. It's just too much. Like, don't do that, guys. Don't do that.
It's like, she kills Jon, like, or, like, has Jon, we're talking about even Jon after Dawn, and it's like, could you imagine, like, Jon dies at the hand of Danny, she leaves him there, and then like
Arya takes his face and it's like, hey, I'm back.
The next day, and they're like, oh my god, Jon Snow's back from the dead again. And then then she kills him. That would be ridiculous. It's not gonna happen. But chances we see Arya wearing a face next episode. I want it to be zero. It's not zero though.
Yeah, and I don't think she will, especially with this like more human factor 20%. Side we've seen of her. Like maybe she's kind of done with the faces.
They did use her to show the craziness that was happening in the city, though.
But they used it to show, like, the human side of it.
Yeah, for sure.
So I would say, like, I would say 5%. I don't think it's going to happen.
Cool. Was she going on that horse? Just out of town? Wait for John?
Just out of the wreckage. Just to safety.
Did Bran send her that horse?
No, it was just there. I don't know.
That was ridiculous. All right, so there you got it. I mean, we both going with Sansa through Danny death, John resigning, and her being placed into and taking power of Westeros. Would you be happy with that?
At this point, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's been through so much.
It's gonna be tough for people to be pleased with the ending, especially after last week. So.
There's no way a majority will be happy.
I think this time when we're recording next Sunday night, I think we're just kind of gonna be sitting in like a resignation. Just resigned to like, okay, that's what they did.
Okay.
Like not I don't think we're gonna pick it apart too much or be like too, you know, we're not gonna be cheering about it.
No way. There's nothing they could do that I would cheer about.
If Bran turns out to be the Night King, I might cheer. I've hated it forever, but if that's the twist ending where it's like
the end, like his arm is like ice.
Yeah, the very end, Bran turns out he's the Night King, I think I would cheer. But nah, that's. I think we're all just kind of be resigned to like, okay.
Yeah,
like, because just gotta take it in. That's all we can really do. I mean,
is there any outcome that you would be like, I freaking love that, cheering that it happened? No, I think it's just like we have to watch it play out.
Yeah,
and we're not really big like getting behind people, but it's like we're just gonna see it play out, and then we're just gonna be like, wow, okay, it's freaking over. Huh, all good. Final preview pod. Tough. We made some legit predictions. Bound to go wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to be totally wrong on everything. But there's so many places they can go with this. That's the thing. And we don't know.
And the main thing, I think, is the madness. So we'll see. We'll see how mad the Mad Queen keeps going and what they do about it. So anything else, Corey?
Just make sure if you like the podcast, you rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Twitter at RightAfterGOT, only for another week or two, I guess.
Please unfollow us after the season. We'll be making sure. We'll be monitoring. Hope nobody.
But, thank you for taking this journey with us and listening.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. Until next time, for one final time, Sunday night, please tune in right after Thrones.